On the 10th anniversary of our relationship, my boyfriend secretly arranged a grand wedding for my cancer-stricken best friend. Her final wish was to marry him, and he agreed, without telling me. Ray Hall blocked all news about it, forbidding anyone to inform me, but my best friend live-streamed the entire ceremony for me to see. That night, I cried until I fainted. After the wedding, Ray stayed with her on the island. Then, on a day when my heart condition flared up, he rushed to take her to the hospital, leaving me behind and almost costing me my life. In pain, I accepted a proposal from Nathan Foster, a prominent figure in Seattle's elite circle. He kept confirming, "Trina Barton, are you really willing to marry me?" Every few minutes, he'd message me to make sure. After I agreed, he sent me over a dozen diamond ring designs to choose from, each one more breathtaking than the last. "These are rings I bought at auction. Do you like any of them?" When I didn't reply right away, he messaged again a few seconds later. "If none of these suit your taste, there's a jewelry auction in the UK soon. I'll take you there to pick one yourself." After examining the rings carefully, I sent a voice message to Nathan. "The Graff pink diamond looks beautiful. Let's choose that for our wedding ring." Just then, Ray appeared behind me. He overheard the words "wedding ring," and for once, his normally composed face showed a flash of panic. "Wedding ring? What wedding ring?" he asked, staring at me with an intensity that almost unsettled me. I met his gaze with indifference, ready to come up with an excuse. But just then, my phone rang. It was my best friend, Elena Turner. I answered, and her tearful voice came through the line. "Trina, is Ray with you? I just had another nosebleed. I'm so scared." Before I could respond, Ray grabbed the phone from me. "Elena, don't worry. I'll be there right away," he assured her urgently. Then, without another word to me, he rushed out. I was left standing there, forgotten, as he ran to her side. Only then did I remember that he had asked me to join him for a night cruise on the Pearl River tonight, a plan he'd made to make up for missing our 10th anniversary. So this is what it feels like to finally let go of someone. Watching him run after another woman, my heart remains calm, untouched, as if nothing could stir it anymore. My phone rang again. This time, it was Nathan. "Trina, are you ready? I'll pick you up in Boston tomorrow." Gazing into the distance, I replied softly, "Give me a week to settle things here. After that, I'll return to Seattle, and we'll get married." His voice was warm on the other end. "All right, I'll be waiting for you. If anything comes up that you can't handle, remember, I'm here." After we hung up, I called Grandpa Hall to say goodbye. He and my grandfather were comrades in arms and shared a deep bond. When I was 8, doctors diagnosed me with a severe heart condition. As luck would have it, the Hall family owned a renowned private hospital specializing in cardiology, so my grandfather decided to send me to them in Boston for treatment. Since then, Ray's parents have cared for me as their own, and Grandpa Hall has always looked after me with boundless kindness. As I prepared to return to Seattle, it felt only natural to say my goodbyes. Ray didn't come home again that night. A message from Elena appeared on my phone. "Look at you with cake all over your face. So cute." Attached was a photo of Ray leaning down to take a bite of cake, with Elena playfully smearing cream on his cheek. Moments later, she deleted the message. "I'm sorry, Trina. I sent it to the wrong person just now," she wrote again. Ray thought it was cute and asked me to send it to him. "You're not upset, right?" I didn't reply. Instead, I went back to my room and quietly began packing my things. The following day at noon, Ray finally came home, carrying a gift he'd brought to apologize. "Trina, Elena's condition got serious last night. I just took her to the hospital," he said, watching me closely. I stayed silent as I opened the velvet box he offered. Inside was an elegant Van Cleef & Arpels watch, the strap circled in diamonds. Beautiful, extravagant. Yet I remembered he had once given Elena a similar gift. Mine was simply the pricier version. Noticing my lack of response, Ray asked with a hint of worry, "Trina, are you upset?" I answered calmly, "No, Elena's unwell. You should be with her." He gave me a curious look, as if sensing something off about my response, but eventually just sighed. "I'm glad you're not angry," he said. "After all, we have a long future ahead of us together." But Elena, his eyes glistened with emotion. I had no patience to hear more. "Then, by all means, spend more time with her." With that, I turned to leave, but he caught my wrist, stopping me in my tracks. When I looked up, my expression was flat, my gaze emotionless. "What is it?" I asked. Ray looked mildly annoyed, though he didn't seem to know why. Before he could say more, his phone rang again. Glancing at the screen, he looked back up at me. "Trina, I'll be on a business trip for a few days. I won't be back for a while." "You take care," I replied casually, thinking that his absence would make it easier for me to visit the Hall family and say my goodbyes. The next morning, I gathered the gifts I'd prepared and made my way to the Hall family home. When Mrs. Hall heard I was returning to Seattle, her eyes filled with concern. "Trina, what happened? You've settled so well here in Boston. Why leave so suddenly?" Mr. Hall, on the other hand, slammed the table in frustration. "And where is Ray? Why didn't he come with you? Did he mistreat you?" I hesitated, but I couldn't bring myself to tell them everything. "No, nothing like that. It's just that I've been away from home for so long. I'd like to go back and reconnect." Mrs. Hall looked at me with concern. "Does Ray know you're planning to go back?" To keep things simple, I nodded. "Yes, he knows." With that, everyone seemed to understand there was no convincing me to stay. After exchanging a few more words, I stood to leave. Just then, the front door swung open, and there stood Ray. Elena beside him, her expression calm and assured. "Trina, what a surprise to see you here," she said with a smile, as if she were already a part of the Hall family. I held her gaze, my voice steady. "I don't need to explain to you why I'm here." With that, I brushed past Ray, heading for the door. Realizing I was leaving, Ray quickly followed, his voice urgent. "Trina, you've got this all wrong. I only brought Elena here so my parents could help her find a good doctor." He paused, as if trying to appeal to reason. "She's also your best friend after all. You're not upset, are you?" I paused for a brief moment, his words fading as memories flooded back. His promise to me under the cherry tree when he was 18. He had said that marrying me was his lifelong dream. He once promised he'd bring me home to meet his parents as his future wife. But here he was, introducing another woman to the Hall family, while telling me he was on a business trip. Seeing the anticipation in Ray's eyes, I replied calmly, "Why would I care? I've never been the type to hold grudges. People who aren't worth it don't deserve my concern." Ray looked momentarily taken aback. "Trina, do you really not care at all?" He was impossible to please. When he and Elena were close before, he called me narrow-minded for being upset. Now that I chose to ignore it, he still wasn't satisfied. I saw no point in explaining myself. Without another word, he leaned down and pecked me on the forehead. "Be good and wait for me at home," he said softly. As the elevator doors closed, I wiped my forehead. The gesture left me feeling sick. On our 10th anniversary, Ray had also dodged me with some excuse about a business trip. That night, I received a video call request from Elena. When the call connected, I could hear the lively sounds of a wedding celebration, and it slowly dawned on me. The wedding was Ray and Elena's. 3 months ago, Elena had announced her terminal diagnosis on social media, with a post that read, "Before I die, I want a wedding with the person I love most." At the time, I hadn't sensed anything amiss between us, and even left a comment asking who this special person was. She had simply replied, "You'll find out when the time comes." Learning the truth felt like a knife twisting in my chest, leaving me breathless with pain. Desperately, I dialed Ray's number, calling again and again, wanting to understand why he had done this to me. But that night, he didn't answer a single call. I cried until I passed out, while he was spending his wedding night with Elena. Thankfully, it would all be over soon. Later, after I had returned home, Elena called. "Trina, I'm really sorry. I honestly didn't expect to run into you today." I just let out a bitter laugh and said nothing in return. Elena took a deep breath, her tone laced with envy. "Mrs. Hall is so wonderful. She was so kind and caring toward me," she said. "They even said they'd do everything they could to find the right doctor for me." She paused, then lowered her voice. "Trina, why couldn't it be me marrying into the Hall family? It could be her, of course, if she had the ability to make it so." "Well, let me wish you two a happy marriage in advance," I replied coolly, before hanging up, tempted to block her number entirely. Maybe that would stop her from reaching out just to flaunt her place in my life. But as I was about to do so, I accidentally opened her social media feed and discovered something infuriating. She had stolen my design draft and submitted it for a competition. The same draft I'd created as a birthday gift for Ray. My hands shook with anger. He must have given it to her behind my back. Trying to steady my racing heart, I took a deep breath, grabbed my copyright certificate, and filed a plagiarism report on the competition's website against Elena's entry. After handling everything, my friend Selena, who co-owns the studio with me, called. "Trina, what's going on? Why are you suddenly pulling out your investment?" she asked. Selena had always been a mutual friend of Elena and me, but she and Elena had never gotten along. I decided to tell her everything, including the fact that I was planning to get married. When Selena heard, she was livid. "This Elena is unbelievable. Using her illness as an excuse to steal someone else's man? She's probably faking it," she added. "I'm so angry. I'm calling her later to give her a piece of my mind." I couldn't help but feel touched by her outrage, but I sighed. "Forget it. It's not worth it. The wedding is happening soon, and I just want to move on." At that moment, I heard footsteps approaching from behind me. Ray's voice suddenly rang out. "Wedding? What wedding?" I ended the call and turned to face Ray, noticing a hint of nervousness in his expression. A sudden thought crossed my mind.